Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are on the phone with John Percy, the president and CEO of Destination Niagara USA. And John, you and I are talking just a few hours removed from the CTV report in Canada that said the closure at the Canadian border is going to extend until August 21st. How surprised were you by this, if at all?
Not surprised, because I've been hearing through the ranks that there was going to be an extension of the border closing, especially now in light of all the spikes that are happening in many of the states across our country. So I think that is worrisome, for the Canadian government and, hence why it was, I think extended.
We obviously know that international tourism is such a huge thing in Niagara Falls, and this has obviously got to be very frustrating that the closure is going to continue because, you're a week removed from making the announcement that tourism season is back. As we kind of examine the tourism numbers, do you have any idea approximately how many Canadians visit Niagara Falls, USA each year?
We don't have the number. The most recent research number that I have is a visa view, which is a look at international visitors and what they spend on a Visa credit card. It's interesting how you can pull data like that. And so we work with this company called Visa View, and that research shows that Canadians spend $59 million in Niagara County. They're our number one international market. Now, between you and I, knowing and living in Western New York, we don't treat it as international. We really treat them as our, true neighbors and true friends to the north. But they spent, $59 million on goods and services in Niagara County alone in 2019. And that's a large number. And when you start thinking about that closure, even that's with a downward trend in the exchange rate. The exchange rate was more favorable. We had even larger numbers. But still, that number is large and impactful to this community. It's devastating because they really do shop in our stores. And I don't think people realize how much they impact the local community and sales tax off of those goods and services.
Yeah, just to follow up on that, I mean, the sales tax, if you take, just a tenth of that, you're still talking about millions of dollars that is lost in sales tax revenue that never gets brought up. How dangerous do you think that's going to end up being
in the long term? Not just here. I think it's going to impact every community. The shutdown of tourism and the shutdown of business, period. We're just impacted so greatly by, our international visitors, but our neighbors to the north. So it is going to impact, and communities across this county, are going to be impacted by that for the next year or so, with an impact to their local municipal budgets based on that loss of sales tax revenue. So the trickle down is it's so difficult to envision, but it is going to be something that's going to happen. The trickle down is going to happen months from now when communities, are suffering as a loss of that sales tax revenue.
This year, no doubt, has been the toughest year for Destination Niagara USA. Moving ahead to next year, and even with a focus on this year, I mean, what's the goal? To try to get a lot of locals out? It's tough to get people
that
from
neighboring
states.
We love, people. Yes, I think when they're staying in staycations, we love people that decided to stay closer to home and take part in what's in their own backyard. I'm guilty of that too. Sometimes I don't take advantage of what's even in our own backyard. You know, our proximity to so much because we have so many wonderful assets in Western New York. And so I think people really, for once, can, you know, instead of traveling abroad or traveling even domestically across the United States to some other destination, that they could truly take in the many gems and assets that we possess in Western New York and a lot here in Niagara County. So, you know, we encourage that. But our advertising right now is about a 6 to 8 hour circumference of excluding Canada right now, but 6 to 8 hour circumference of Niagara Falls, because we know people can drive here easily. We are a leisure destination, so we're going to be impacted. Our numbers are already showing it, that we have had just in a few weeks a surge in our numbers in a positive way, not a surge, the surges we've been hearing about, but a surge in positive numbers as far as hotel stays, attraction numbers, and so forth, week after week. I can't compare month this month compared to last year's. Those numbers would look dismal. But if we look at week after week, we continue to see an incline in our numbers to the positive. And so that's, you know, wonderful and promising for us. And we do look forward, you know, to a brighter future with that Canadian border opening up and travel getting back to some normalcy. Because I just was off a webinar that talked about pent-up demand, that the demand for leisure travel is going to be great. And also people that sort of got so caught up in their lifestyle. And this 3 or 4 months has changed that and realized, you know, what I didn't do before, I need to change in my life going forward. And a lot of that is taking in bucket list destinations or travel that you want to do. And so I think we'll be a great recipient of that over the next couple of years.
And just to finish our interview here on a high note, John, you touched on something that I wanted to also expand upon, and that the last time that I had saw you, you mentioned that their website traffic for Destination Niagara USA has been up. So while this year might be considered a loss, I don't know if you'll say that publicly, but this year is such a tough year for you guys to handle. Next year, it's looking extremely promising, right?
Very much. I mean, I thank you for pointing that out and ending on a high note. We all have to try to find the positives in the midst of this chaos. But, you know, every week, and we're talking about that comparison week over week. So this week compared to last week, we've had 100% increase. So we continue to see 3-digit, you know, percentages of 100% or more increases across all of our channels, on our social media channels, on our website. People visiting our websites in the hotel sections and the attraction sections. You know, our percentage of the what's open section of our website at one point a few weeks ago had a 30,000% increase. I kept asking staff, are you sure this number seems, you know, so, you know, astronomical? And it is true. It was a 30,000% increase. So it shows you, again, back to my comment about pent-up demand, that it's there and people do want to travel. They want to do it safely. So we do have our unified and safety program. They want to feel comfortable in the destinations they're traveling to and that they want to be safe. And we've seen for the most part people even coming into our visitor center wearing masks. A whole families are wearing masks and they're taking it serious. And so I think it's great that they still can get out and travel. It's just a little hindrance with face mask and following the guidelines, but it's something that we encourage all to do.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.